The story goes that even though the window has been changed several times since the explosion in an attempt to banish the shadowy reminder, every time it reappears in the new glass, as if the old building refuses to allow the city to forget. That's just a short snippet from Nova Scotian author Vernon Oikle's last installment in his series, More Ghost Stories of Nova Scotia. Good news for fellow masochists who never hope to sleep again. He's got another one out. Even more ghost stories of Nova Scotia.
Hitting the bookshelves as we talk. Yeah, this is the third in this particular series. And you know, Melody, there's just so much material out there that people are already coming forward with, well, have you done a story on this?
And that's not surprising, because it seems like everyone in Nova Scotia has some kind of a ghost story to tell, whether they experienced it or they knew someone else who experienced it. And now more than ever, people seem willing to share these stories. Vernon has been collecting stories for a long time. In fact, he published his 47th book in 2025, and he says even he's noticed the difference.
Early on, two decades ago, there was more of a reluctance to talk about it because I think people were intimidated but with the idea that maybe their friends and neighbors might think they were a little off their rocker or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think that has changed, and I think it's becoming more mainstream because of
watching documentaries, murder mysteries,
podcasts,
everything.
We're
consuming this kind of content so much more,
which makes it
more okay to be able to talk about it as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's more mainstream today than mm-hmm. it was 2 decades ago when I first, I've been doing it longer than 2 decades.
Yeah, Vernon has been telling ghost and folklore stories since the 90s. And like so many of us who are interested in the strange and dark and spooky, it started from a very young age.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously from rural Nova Scotia, I've been exposed to this material since I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And I've heard more and more of this stuff.
But he didn't just hear about this stuff. He experienced it too.
If I say the word forerunner, I'm sure people, and certainly in Nova Scotia, should know what that
certainly
is. Certainly
in Cape Breton, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I personally have experienced a forerunner, which is a bit of a shock when it happens.
You have to go into that a little bit more. Don't you glaze over that. I'm so fascinated. You had
well,
somebody...
It's quite a long story. It's quite a long story, actually, and I won't get into all the details. You have to get one of my books and read it.
Vernon.
Actually, I think probably, Melody, of all my experiences and everything I've written about and people I've spoken with over the years about their paranormal experiences, I think forerunners are probably my favorite.
Okay, brief pause just to fill you in on what a forerunner is, in case you didn't know. In Cape Breton folklore, a forerunner is a supernatural sign, like a sound or a sight or a sensation that predicts a future death or bad event. Vernon has an entire book dedicated to them called Forerunners, Harbingers of Death in Nova Scotia.
I don't know. It's a sort of confirmation that maybe there's more to this universe than we know about, you know, that we're privy to, that maybe there's more after this life.
You can find even more ghost stories of Nova Scotia right now online and at your favorite bookstore. And before you pass it off as campfire tales or just a little entertaining piece of fiction, remember that in a lot of ways, these stories are a part of our Nova Scotian heritage.
I think we should just embrace it. And I always tell people, stop asking so many questions. But like, does there have to be an answer for everything?
Yeah.
Like, do we really need to know if forerunners are real? Ask somebody who experienced one if it's real, and they'll say yes.